Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome once again to another edition of Family Answer Man. This is Jay Fittery, Family Answer Man, coming to you live from Southern California. If you want to contact the show, you can reach us at 855-279-3758. That's 855-279-3758. This show comes to you live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. As I mentioned in the past, there will be shows more often at some point in the future, but scheduling now just doesn't allow for that to happen. This is an educational show, not designed to take the place of psychotherapy, so if you are in need of therapy, you need to seek that out elsewhere and not use this as that form. Once again, my name is Jay Fitter. I am a licensed family therapist, been in practice for about 23 years in Southern California, also the author of a book titled Respect Your Children, a parenting guide on basic skills on raising successful children and developing good communication skills when they're young that will last a lifetime. I also do parenting workshops as well as couples communication building workshops throughout Southern California. If you ever want to contact the office directly, you can reach us at 951-272-8304. That's once again 951-272-8304. Okay, today I want to talk a little bit about realistic expectations for our children. Now, most of us have expectations for our children. The question is whether or not they are realistic. I mean, there are a small percentage that have zero expectations for their children, and I don't necessarily think that's a very positive thing. It's like putting a car in drive, but nobody behind the wheel at all, and no sense of direction or guidance or anything like that. But realistic expectations. So what's the difference between a realistic expectation and just an expectation? Well, let me ask you. If I could see you all out there, which I can't, but if I said raise your hand if you have a child that you're hoping one day will be, let's say, a doctor, a lawyer, or a professional athlete. Could be football, baseball, basketball, hockey, something like that. My guess is a good percentage of you would raise your hands for that. But realistically, all those together encompass less than 5% of the workforce. And I would venture to guess that a lot more than 5% of you would have raised your hand out there as far as those expectations. Now, is that wrong? Am I saying you should never expect your child to be a doctor or a lawyer or a professional athlete? No, not at all. Because there certainly are some who have the skills and abilities and will ultimately move into those professions. But there are many more who don't have those skills, natural abilities, to be able to do that, and yet they have parents who continually persist on trying to get them to move in that direction. I work a lot with teenagers, and I see so many teens who are so discouraged and so frustrated with life because their parents have these unrealistic expectations of what they can do with their lives. They want them to get into some profession that requires years of math or years of science or possibly sports or things where they don't have the ability. I mean, they have to take advanced calculus in high school to even move in this direction. And they're struggling with basic algebra. And the parents are saying, what's wrong with you? Well, that's not their strength. That's not that's not their natural abilities where they have their strength and they can succeed at. For some of them, it's like, you know what, I really enjoy I had one person a while back who really enjoyed motorcycle mechanics. This kid could take apart a motorcycle engine and do all kinds of things way beyond what any adult could do. and yet was constantly discouraged by his parents to pursue that. And one of the biggest problems I see is parents trying to live vicariously through their children. Okay, what do I mean by that? I'm talking about the dad who thought, gosh, I could have been a pro athlete, so I didn't do it, so my son's going to do it. My son's going to be out there on the football field, he's going to be the star. Or my son could have been, you know, I could have played baseball. If I had just pursued it a little bit more and tried, I could have been a baseball player. So I'm going to make sure he's out there every day practicing, whether he wants to or not. He's going to be throwing and he's going to be catching and hitting and all these things. And the kid is thinking, you know, I'm miserable. I hate this. I hate baseball and such like that. And then you have the Saturday games, and you can always tell, you know, the parent is screaming, you know, put my son in the game. He's better than that kid. Don't, you know, let him do this. Let him do that. You know, and the kid is on the sides, you know, we're in the dugout thinking, oh, my gosh, I wish my parents weren't here right now. And is that really what we want? Is that really what we want, is to have our kids thinking, I wish my parents weren't here right now during my game? Because I can assure you that's what a lot of them are thinking when they have a parent in the stand screaming at the coach and things, saying, put my son in. He's better than the other ones in there. What do you think their friends are saying? Their friends are laughing. Their friends are looking at them, and the kid is just embarrassed. So you're not helping them. That's an example of trying to live vicariously through your children. There are many things that we as adults could have accomplished in life in younger years. Many things we have, many things we didn't. But we have to get past it. Okay? Our turn is over. Now it's our children's turn. So this is tough for a lot of parents. They feel like this is my last chance to do this. No, this is not your turn. This is your children's turn. This is a time that if you want to be a good, responsible parent and help your child succeed in life, in all aspects of their life, you have to begin to figure out what is in their best interest. What are they good at? Now you may say, well, my kid isn't good at anything. He just sits around and doesn't do anything. Okay, that's a whole other set. I'm not saying, gee, if your child doesn't want to do anything in life, you should just sit there and say, yeah, it's okay. No, because that's not okay. Because chances are that didn't just happen overnight. That developed over time, where there's issues that need to be addressed about that. But I'm talking about children who are young children who are not sure what they want to do, who you might say, hey, you want to go out for football? Like, nah, gosh, you know what? I think I really... Or you want to go out for ice skating, or do you want to go out for cheerleading, or what's like, you know what? I kind of want to play the trombone. I'm debating between that and the French horn. And your first thought is, ah, only nerds are in the band. You don't want to do that. But you know what? There are plenty of very happy, successful people that were in school bands. For example, there are plenty of people who ended up being doctors and lawyers and such who were in their high school and college bands. But that's not the reason to do it. The thing is that what they enjoy? So think for a moment, if you were your child and you thought, you know what, I really enjoy playing the music. I really enjoy some of this stuff, the band, the things they do, the trips they do and things like that. But I can't really share that with my parents because they would see that as being kind of weak and that's not really good. So what am I going to do? I'm not really opening up to them. They don't know what's going on with me. So there's that void that starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger between myself and my parents, or myself and my children, however way you want to look at it. So it's pretty tough sometimes when we have these lofty expectations or this sense of this or that. And the children are like, you know what? I have no desire to do that. I want this. And one of the things I encourage parents is to spend some time, like, how do I figure out? How do I know what my child wants? How do I know these things? Sometimes it's a matter of volunteering. I'm a big advocate of volunteering at your children's school. Now, I'm talking primarily about elementary school, K through 6. Generally, you find in the earlier years of school, kids are thrilled when mom or dad shows up to volunteer. That's a great way to get to know how they're doing with their peers, how they're doing a teacher, what classes, what subjects are strong for them, what subjects they struggle in. And they love it when their parents show up. Of course, things change dramatically when they hit junior high school. You know, if you show up in junior high or high school, that's basically a form of punishment for them. So I'm not talking about that, but I'm saying spending that time is like, you know, gosh, he really seems to thrive in this area. He's really artistic. He can draw things or paint things that I never could. Or, you know, they just really stand out. And yet, had I not been involved in school or going there, I would have no idea about that. So does it mean the other topics, other subjects aren't important? But it's a matter of understanding their strengths, their weaknesses, their likes and dislikes. Another great opportunity is sitting down with your kids. You know, when kids are younger, they love talking to their parents about things, for the most part. But you know, when the TV's going, when the computer's on, the video games are going on, not a whole lot's happening. But to sit down and learn what they like, what their interests are, and then to begin to encourage and support them and help them in that, providing it's realistic, and this is their strength. They're really good at this, and I want to help encourage them. And the more that I then begin to encourage and help and support and believe in them, the more they begin to then believe in themselves. And as they begin to believe in themselves, those things become real possibilities. Does it mean that you don't have a child who's like, I love science and math. Science and math is like, it's awesome. I mean, I'm taking all these advanced courses, and I'm in fourth grade, and I'm in sixth grade math because the other's too easy. So then it's a matter of, as a parent, saying, going to the school and saying, you know what, my child's not being challenged as much as they need to. They need a little bit more challenging material as far as science and math because they have this ability, and I want to encourage them. I don't want them to get bored, so I'm going to support that area. And maybe they say, gee, I want to be a doctor or something. And you can see, wow, they're just excelling. They're getting A's, and they're ahead of their class in science and math. And maybe that's very realistic. And then it's a matter of, yes, supporting. Okay, how can you do this? What can we do, son, to help you achieve this goal? But in the same sense, if it's a matter of, I want to be a mechanic. Okay, this is where your strengths are. This is what you're good at. How can we do this? What are some things we can do? Maybe on weekends, instead of sitting around watching TV, we can buy an old motorcycle, broken down one, and we can work on it together and learn how to take part of the engine apart and put it back together. We can learn these things. So there are many things that we can do as parents to help our children to have realistic expectations. If we're on the same page and their goal is to be an artist, and we see they have a tremendous amount of creativity as far as their art is concerned, and we say, you know what? There's an art training program this summer where you can go, and it's a six-week program, and you can learn all this, and the kids, your son or daughter is like, wow, that'd be great. It's like, let's do it. Because then we're on the same page, we're encouraging them, and we're actually helping those dreams come true. And you're not going to have kids sitting in my office saying, my parents are going to be so disappointed in me because they expected me to get an A in this AP Chem class, and I can barely get a C, and there's no way I can do what they want me to do, and I feel like my life is just a waste. Believe me, I have so many kids who feel that way, who feel like their parents have so much pressure on them for unrealistic, which once again doesn't mean we're not encouraging our kids and helping them to succeed and move forward, but it's a matter of encouragement and support that's on the same page as them, or are we trying to live vicariously through them? So it's extremely important to take an interest in your child, in their goals, in direction they want. But it's also vitally important to understand what their strengths, what their weaknesses are, and to be able to help them together to create realistic expectations that this is something you can succeed at. If you put forth all of your effort and your goals and your desires, and you know, and you really work on this, and I'm alongside of you with this, you can succeed and you can accomplish these goals, these expectations in life. But if it's just a matter of, oh, I want you to do this so I can brag to everybody about what you're doing and your child is miserable. What ultimately, what are you accomplishing? You're going to have a miserable child who failed at what you wanted them to succeed at. And even if they do, they're miserable because it's not what they want. It's not who they are. So something to think about. Our lives, our goals, directions as parents, where we are is where we are. That was our opportunity. Now it's our children's opportunity. And we can either be a discouragement and someone who that they have to hide their feelings from, or we can be a support and encouragement and help our children to succeed in their career expectations and in all other aspects of their life. And that's part of developing the relationship that will last forever. Okay, this is Family Answer Man Jay Fitter signing out. Feel free to follow me at Family Answer Man on Twitter, as well as Facebook. I'm trying to remember all these sites here. Facebook, Family Answer Man. You can like the page where you can get more information. You can also on Facebook link to other shows you may have missed before on a variety of topics relating to relationships, parenting, kids, things like that. So check out, follow me on Twitter for my latest information and insights I share throughout the day, as well as Facebook page and website. Yes, that's right, website, familyanswerman.com, where you can once again access, I believe, either every show or if not, every show is on there. There are links to those shows. Thank you very much once again. Have a great day and look forward to speaking to you again next week. Have a good day.